So what would I be saying about labor struggles in the 90s if we were writing at the end of the 90s? Or even writing now, I suppose. Well, she's talking about the fact that her sister is on strike with the strikers of the Detroit Free Press and wonders about the historical recognition of labor struggles that are going on in the 90s. And she also asks about the future and what the election of Sweeney and head of the AFL-CIO means. I know the answers to all these questions. Why do you think I was invited here? But now, we already have, right, in this part of the 90s that we've lived, we already have had many labor struggles that have gone on that were unreported in the press, and it could very easily be overlooked in history. I mean, they aren't like the great San Francisco strike of 34 or the sit-down strikes of 36, 37. But we always have labor struggles going on, which only the people involved in them seem to know about, because the media simply don't report those things. And so most of the people in the country don't even know about the strike at the Daily Free Press, at the Detroit Free Press, just as most of the people don't know about the long strike that's been going on in Decatur, Illinois, which a very bitter strike. Most people don't know that a few years ago there was a strike of restaurant workers in Minneapolis, and hotel and restaurant workers union, and the hotel and restaurant workers went on strike against this hotel in Minneapolis, and they were out on the picket line in the winter months and out, and it didn't seem they were going to win. Then they decided to have a session in which they felt they had to do something more. They called in somebody who had been very active in the anti-war movement days in Minneapolis and been active since then, who had engaged in and organized many acts of civil disobedience. They decided they had to move on to civil disobedience. And so he came, this mysterious stranger, came and talked to them about civil disobedience and nonviolent action. And after that, they organized themselves. They went into the lobby of the hotel. They occupied it. They sat down. They refused to move. And they won their strike. And the point is, who ever heard of it? So in order for the history of the labor struggle in the 90s to be recorded, we have a big job to do. People have to notice what is going on in their locality and spread the word to other localities. And we all have to become, in a way, historians. We all have to become communicators. We have to make up for what the mass media don't do in order to spread the word, in order to encourage people about the fact that people in other parts of the country are doing things.